Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, Malcolm Byrne is a Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford, and he's written in the Irish Times today about the Fianna Fáil party, of which he is a member, and he joins me now on the line. And Malcolm, the headline of this article reads, "The presidential election debacle will soon fade, but not delivering urgently on matters impacting people's lives will not. The Fianna Fáil party I joined was the party that got things done. What happened to us? You tell me."
So good afternoon, Ciarán. Good afternoon to your listeners. So I wrote this piece to reflect, I think it's no disguising it, from a Fianna Fáil perspective, the presidential election was a bit of a disaster. And there's a review happening in the party now. And from that, obviously, there will be changes about candidates being selected in future and so on. But I think the bigger challenge for the party and where we actually need to focus is about seeing real progress on issues like housing and infrastructure and disability services. And while some things have been happening, I think the frustration for many of us within the centre ground of the party is that the pace has been incredibly slow. And if you think about the history of Fianna Fáil, and you know, people may have had criticisms of the party, but one thing that the party always had a record on was getting things done. So I point to the fact it's the centenary of the party next year, and you look back, whether it was the slum clearance programs of the 1930s and 40s that resulted in lots of housing being built, particularly in Dublin and other cities, whether it was the investment in education at second level and indeed in higher education that provided and underpinned our economic success, Ireland joining what is now the European Union and us taking our place, being able to influence global events, or indeed our commitment to the peace process and trying to build reconciliation between peoples on these islands. It was a record of getting things done. And I just think that there's a frustration there now that things are not happening quickly enough. And for our voters, who are, you know, people who aspire to better things for their families, for their communities, we're not delivering as quickly as we should be. And I think that's the frustration.
And how widespread is that frustration within the party, Malcolm? How many people are in agreement with your position and your beliefs?
Well, I would think it's, you know, the majority. I mean, I've been expressing these views, I suppose, internally within the party for a while, but I guess more publicly in the last few days. And certainly the response to the article in the Irish Times today has been very strong from, you know, TDs, senators, from a couple of ministers who've come to me. And, you know, what they're all saying is, look, we do need to get back to focusing on those basic things and about getting things done.
So who's
and
the article aimed
at? Bureaucracy. Well, it's primarily aimed, I think, at, you know, membership within the party to kind of say, look, we need to take back control. I mean, part of the point that I make is that we've ceded too much authority to civil servants, to state agencies, to other unelected advisors. And the difficulty is a lot of them are not making decisions or not making, you know, not ambitious enough. So I put in a series of parliamentary questions from the start of the year, looking at the fact, for instance, that in the decade from 2015 to 2024, the number of civil servants in Ireland has increased by 50%. The numbers employed in the HSE across all grades has increased by 38%. The number of national strategies or plans that we have across all governments and agencies and departments now numbers over 1,500. And don't get me wrong here, I believe the state can make big changes. And I'm not opposed to investment of either money or people where we can see outcomes. But I think our difficulty is that we're seeing a rapid increase in state expenditure, in numbers of civil servants. And yet I'm asking, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, as a member of Fianna Fáil, where are we seeing the outputs from that? And it's just not happening quickly enough, particularly in those areas like housing and infrastructure, disability, childcare. There is some progress, but it's not enough. And the problem that I fear is politically that for a centrist political party like Fianna Fáil, if we're not seen to deliver, people will start to drift off either to, you know, the simple slogans of the far right or the hard left, or, and I think this was part of the frustration was expressed by many people in the presidential election by abstaining or by spoiling their vote, was because they didn't feel that we're doing enough quickly enough.
You mentioned all of those stats there around the increase in the number of civil servants, the increase in public expenditure, and that it's not translating, as you say, into better outcomes. But is that not down to leadership? And is that not really where you are aiming this article?
Well, it is. And I mean, I make the point, you know, Micheál Martin is has been able to lead. If people think about on the smoking ban, you know, a difficult decision. Initially, it wasn't popular with certain sectors, but he took it. He made the decision based on evidence. He went out, he communicated, and he sold it. I mean, people are asking, you know, even at the moment in terms of, well, why is Jim O'Callaghan so popular? Like, as Minister for Justice, he's taking evidence-based decisions. He's overseeing their implementation and he's communicating them. And I think as a party, that's a challenge that we now have, is we've got to just say housing is the number one priority for the state. My view is, and I've said this directly to the Taoiseach, he needs to be calling in the state agencies, the likes of Ishcare and ESP Networks, the approved housing bodies, the local authorities, every Monday and saying, what are you doing to move this forward? This is the biggest issue in the state. And if they're not coming up with solutions or not progressing things, then they're part of the problem and we need to resolve that.
Well, is he part of the problem? He is the second longest leader of Fianna Fáil, and a lot of commentators, including Gary Murphy in last week's Sunday Times, saying this government does seem a bit jaded already.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think, I mean, we are seeing, as I said, progress in some areas. I mean, look at, you know, actions being taken, injustice in higher education, in other areas. But I think we need to start, you know, we're a year since the general election. The progress has not been quickly enough. And so the message I'm saying to the Taoiseach and, you know, the frustrating backbenchers, we know that you're capable. We know that you're the most experienced politician in there. You have the trust of people, but you've really got to take a hold of these critical issues. And for the party, that we need to focus on delivery.
But it sounds to me, because the context of all of this has been that disastrous campaign to put Jim Gavin forward as the Fianna Fáil nomination for the presidential election, and all of this quiet within the party directed specifically at Micheál Martin off the back of that decision. And it sounds like what you're saying here is, Micheál, buck up, or we're going to move on. We're going to look elsewhere, because the person waiting in the wings, as everybody knows, is Jim O'Callaghan. And you've just mentioned him there as a person who does seem to be able to get the job done.
Well, what I'm saying, and I suppose, look, the presidential election was a disaster from a party point of view. No shying away from that. But for most of your listeners, you know, they will look on it, but they don't want us to be spending all of our time engaging in internal reviews around what happened there. In fairness to the Taoiseach, he held up his hands and he said he got it wrong. But the real issues are, we need to see more homes built, more affordable homes built.
Yeah, but it sounds to me, Malcolm, like you said, because I know you've said all that and all the reasons, and there'd be no member of the public listening to this programme who would disagree with you, but it sounds, talking to you here, like you feel it is time now for a change of leadership, for an injection of new ideas and new energy.
Yeah, well, this is not, but, and I mean, I know where you're going in this, Ciara, but this is not just about Micheál Martin. We as politicians need to start to take control back. And that's why I've been asking those questions about, you know, the powers being passed on. I'm not part of any heave. I'm not making any moves or anything in that regard. I'm not part of any of that.
Are you not?
But I am making very clear. No. I haven't been asked to be part of any group of 12. You know, I've not been asked to sign my name to anything, nor would I be signing my name to anything.
But this doesn't sound like full throttle support of Micheál Martin's leadership, Malcolm.
No, I'm not. This is not about a confidence. This is about the direction of the government. And what I am saying, if you want to use the word about the need to kind of, you know, take the focus and to really take control, I am saying, look, if we are to learn anything from what's happened in the last few months, it's around what we have to do is deliver for the people that we represent. Because if we don't, it's not just Micheál Martin that will be in trouble, but those of us in a centrist political party like Fianna Fáil will be in trouble.
Do you think Micheál Martin is going to lead us into the next election?
Personally, probably not, although that is a matter for the Taoiseach and for the party. I, you know, we're still 4 years out from the next election, and a lot has to happen between this and then. But I personally think that the Taoiseach will probably know himself when the time is right in terms of to move on. I think that what is critical is that whoever is leader of Fianna Fáil in the next election, we have to have shown that we've been able to deliver on those things like housing, infrastructure and disability.
I just want to ask you one final question off the back of remarks from Colm Brophy yesterday, where he said that Fianna Fáil have questions to answer about the role that Ivan Yates played in preparing Jim Gavin for interviews. Was it wrong of Fianna Fáil, after Ivan Yates made those comments that he would smear the bejesus out of the Catherine Connolly campaign if he was in Fine Gael, was it wrong of Fianna Fáil to not come out at that point and say, you know, Ivan wasn't in any way involved with the Fine Gael campaign, and we know this because actually he was involved with preparing our candidate?
Well, I think it's important to stress that Ivan Yates was never involved in any policy issue with regard to Fianna Fáil. There was some debate training and so on that he was involved in. To be honest, I think it was just Ivan being Ivan. I certainly think he should have declared on the podcast.
But could Fianna Fáil have declared that actually he was involved in their campaign, and that there was no way he was involved in the Fine Gael campaign?
I didn't know that he was involved, or the extent of what he was doing. Possibly yes, but I don't know. I mean, I think Colm Brophy is trying to make a mountain out of a molehill on this. I think there's certainly questions around, you know, whether I do think Ivan Yates was very unfair to Matt Cooper and his team, and also to the listeners to that podcast. He should have declared those interests, but I think it was just Ivan being Ivan, and
Let's leave it there for now. And Malcolm Byrne, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. Do keep your texts and comments coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.